Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A 21-year-old member of the U.S. Air Force National Guard accused of leaking highly classified military intelligence records online will make his first court appearance on Friday. VOA's Laurel Bowman has more.
U.S. authorities arrested 21-year-old Jack Teixeira at a home in Dayton, Massachusetts, in connection with the leaking of a trove of classified intelligence and military documents. The Washington Post newspaper and other outlets reported late Wednesday that the man behind the leak shared the documents on the social media site Discord. News of the leaked documents came to light last week. They include maps of Ukrainian military positions and detailed assessments by Washington of Ukraine and of U.S. allies' support for Ukraine. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Russia will conduct missile launches and torpedo tests as part of a surprise inspection of its Pacific Naval Fleet, Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said on Friday.
Высшая степень боевой готовности Тихоокеанский флот.
He said on state television, quote, the main objective of this inspection is to increase the ability of the armed forces to repel the aggression of a probable enemy from the direction of ocean and sea. The drills come amid heightened tension in the Asia-Pacific region as the United States and South Korea conduct joint air exercises following an intercontinental ballistic missile test by North Korea. U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday was set to wrap up his nostalgic three-day tour to Ireland, the longest ever by a U.S. leader, with a rally in the west of Ireland, hometown of his great-great-great-grandfather. This is VOA News. The top negotiator of Yemen's Houthi movement said peace talks with Saudi Arabia had made progress and further discussions would be held to iron out remaining differences. In a significant confidence-building measure, the conclusion of talks in the Yemeni capital Sana'a was followed by an announcement on Friday from the International Committee of the Red Cross that the warring parties had begun an exchange of nearly 900 detainees. Saudi Arabia, which leads a coalition that has been battling the Iranian-aligned Houthis since 2015, is seeking a permanent ceasefire deal to end its military involvement in a war that has killed tens of thousands of people and left millions hungry. A Warsaw Ghetto uprising survivor is being honored on the 80th anniversary. Tova Gutstein was 10 years old when Jews launched the first act of collective defiance against the Nazis in Europe. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Now 90, Gutstein is among the few remaining witnesses of the ghetto uprising and a vanishing generation of Holocaust survivors, as Israel marks the 80th anniversary of a revolt that has shaped its national consciousness. On Monday night, Gutstein will be one of six Holocaust survivors honored by Israel as torchlighters in its annual ceremony at the Yad Vashem Holocaust Memorial in Jerusalem. She's told the Associated Press at her home in central Israel the horrors are still seared in her mind. Over 80 years have passed, and she says, I can't forget it. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Armed police were deployed outside France's Constitutional Council on Friday ahead of its key ruling on whether the government plans to lift the retirement age, which have spurred huge protests, are in line with constitutional rules. President Emmanuel Macron says the French must work longer or else the pension budget will fall billions of euros into the red each year by the end of the decade. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a law ban on abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy, AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The Republican-dominated Florida legislature approved the ban on Thursday, and DeSantis signed the proposal into law later in the day. The 6-week abortion ban will take effect only if the state's current 15-week ban is upheld in an ongoing legal challenge that's before the state Supreme Court. The ban does contain some exceptions, including to save the woman's life, and drug-induced abortions could be dispensed only in person or by a physician. I'm Donna Warder.
Follow us on the VOA mobile app or online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.